Доктор Живаго.
Доктор Живаго.
Бориса Пастернака.
By Boris Pasternak. Dramatized in 6 episodes by Jonathan Myerson. Episode 2.
A Christmas party. Waltzes and tangerines and iced drinks and flushed faces and a girl with a revolver. And there she is. This strange girl. The girl you saw once before. And again, with her, near her, that slick-haired, thick-chested man. Except this time, she's trying to kill him. You watch them drag the girl across the floor, twisting her arms like she's some thief.
Excuse me. You really don't have to treat her like that.
She's fainted or something. We have to wake her up.
I see. That's it. Come on.
She's so proud. So beautiful.
Anyone got any salts?
She's changed since that night in the hotel.
Anyone know her name?
She's in pain now, something twisting inside her. She's trying to cut herself free.
Yuri!
What?
I know that man.
What?
That man. He was your father's lawyer. The one that I met on that train.
What are you talking about, Misha?
When my family moved to Moscow. I've tried to tell you about it. We were on that train 3-4 days. No one spoke to us, of course. A Jewish family in a second-class carriage. Except for one man. He kept popping into our compartment. He was so agitated. He wanted to talk to my father about the law.
What? I don't understand. That really wouldn't count against me?
The fiscal laws only demand a notarized statement.
My lawyer, he doesn't think I stand a chance. Thinks I'm bound to go to jail for it.
What?
Got to escape. Says I should throw it all
up
and head...
I've never heard of a bankrupt being sent
to
jail.
What about my family? Well, actually, I've got two. Will they be all right if I... I don't know how to...
I say, Shavaga, what are you doing in here again?
Mr. Goldberg is being incredibly... Have you two met? Apparently it's all right. I can simply declare... What was it? Bankruptcy?
Yes.
And then everything will be...
Would you believe that scoundrel who runs the dining car has finally admitted he's got a bottle of Pommery 82?
82? No, I need to talk to this fellow about...
It's on ice. Come on. It's much better for you than dreary lawyers talk. And I should know.
But he kept coming back. Kept buying me presents at every station where we stopped. I was 11.
I abandoned both of them. Both my wives.
Oh.
Both my boys. I don't know why. But now they're both. Both.
You must go back. Beg their forgiveness.
I'm trying to. But my lawyer, he says I have to...
Have to what?
I can't remember. I haven't slept for so long.
And the next day...
I have to tell you, Goldberg. I have to tell you. I keep thinking of... Thinking of just how to crack it. The perfect solution. And by the time I turn around, it's gone. What's the use?
I think you should sit down.
I have to put a stop to this.
Sit down, please.
No, I... My lawyer was... I need some air. That's all. No!
He dived, head first, like he was going into a swimming pool. Everyone blamed us. Another Jewish conspiracy. Somehow it was all my father's fault because he was the one who pulled the communications cord. But that man there, Komarovsky, stood on the track smoking his cigar like a superior beast in stiff collar and tie. Your father's body just lying there, blood drying. And all he cared was that the driver's statement was signed and witnessed.
Then what was he doing in that hotel? With that ridiculous woman? With that girl?
And what's he doing here?
Are you a doctor?
Another cigar, another shirt.
Shouldn't we perhaps start with the victim and not the assassin?
Of course. Yes, of course. Let me see.
Thank you.
They're trying to kill me, Victor.
Is this the only place here on the list?
They want to destroy everything.
That girl is no anarchist. She's harmless.
You know her?
Revolutionaries don't faint. They explode.
Are you sure you don't know her?
Perhaps we should attend to the patient. Doctor.
You were lucky. Barely a scratch. Probably not even worth the trouble of a bandage.
Drop of iodine?
Good idea. Where's Felizzato, Simeon? Tonya, have you seen...
We must go. Message from home.
Is it your mother?
I've got your coat.
Acute edema of the lungs. Anna is dead before you arrive.
I want her back! Mama!
Your own mother died 10 years ago. You were only a child. When she was at your side, you could lose yourself in the forest. The forest was the entire world. Shop fronts and icons and arcades and clouds and God. Then she was gone, and you were alone in the trees. Now years at school have taught you a name for everything, and so you stand equal to the universe. But at your mother's funeral, you stretched your neck like a wolf cub and howled.
Yuri?
Alexander Alexandrovich.
Time to go, it seems.
Here, take my arm.
You want to write all this into a poem somehow. A true memory of Anna. And you realize, more vividly than ever before, that art makes two demands. Your poetry must explore death, but when you do, you create life.
Now I'll manage. You ride back with Tonya.
Soon. You'll find a day, a week, a break from medicine, away from everyone and write. And a poem about your own mother. The snowstorm. The washing hanging across the monastery yard.
Yuri, hold me.
Tonya. Tonya will be all right. Come here.
And on the other side of Moscow...
I just don't understand, Lara.
You shouldn't be here.
I feel I don't know you anymore. You get hold of a gun, you go and shoot a stranger, and then some friend of his makes sure you don't even go to court.
I'm bad. You simply don't know me.
I'm trying to. I want to know you. Explain, please.
Can't you see? I keep trying, but... Every time I try, just forget about me. You have to pretend I never existed.
I'm not going to.
I'm not good enough for you. I'm not...
But Laura!
I can't afford these rooms.
Your brother told me you borrowed 700 rubles
oh,
for him.
I'll tell you where I'm going. That way you'll have to end it with me.
Where did you get that sort of money?
I'm being bad. Weren't you listening?
No! I love you. I love the cup you drink from, the pillow you lie your head on.
You silly boy.
I will help you do anything, whatever it takes. Let's get you moved out of here. Get you right away from that man. Clearly he has some hold over you, your family, I don't know. Is it something to do with Roger?
Oh, really, Pashenka, I wish it was.
Oh, why do you put me down like that? You say it like I know the whole story, but you don't tell
me.
I think you're enjoying this.
We have to end this.
You won't get rid of me.
Then marry me.
Today? Tomorrow?
Sunday.
Good.
That's too soon.
Oh!
You have to give me up. It will hurt. I'll tear you out of my heart.
I'm not going.
I don't love you. I just wanted to be kind to you.
I'm not going.
I can't stand the sight of you. It's all been a sham.
Shall I go and talk to the priest?
If we get married, will everything be all right?
It's the only way to save us.
Good. Yes. Let's get married and go and teach in a small school in the Urals. Let's do something good.
Go and find a priest.
Right now.
I'll talk to the priest or I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going!
You are going to be married on the first Sunday after Easter.
No. No, I can't be ready by then.
So you're married on Whit Monday. Birch saplings on the church railings, their leaves scorched into dry scrolls. Afterwards, your guests shout...
It's bitter!
Make it sweet!
Come on, kiss her!
Kiss her!
Laura?
And when they've all gone, when the party's over, when you are lying alone in the darkness, Pasha knows he must ask you. The night is endless. His questions, your admissions, his suspicions, your confessions.
Did the money come from him?
He owed me 7,000 rubles, 7 million.
Pasha feels as though he's ridden over a cliff and is careering lower and lower.
Komarovsky... And you. You and Komarovsky.
You talk until morning, and when the sun comes up, he crosses the room and opens the curtains.
Everything's changed. I feel so different. Is my name really still Pavel Antipov?
And I am Lara Antipova.
Lara.
I am.
Your last exams are over, and you and Pasha have both been offered jobs in the same school, in Yuryatin.
I haven't got the tickets. I can't
find... Try the carpet bag.
Where?
And now your friends are here to see you off.
He said you wanted. And we're all going to miss you. But we know you're going to be so happy there. Moscow won't be the same.
I feel so lucky, don't you?
Of course.
It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? Isn't it?
My dear things.
Who told him?
I didn't.
Lara.
Pasha.
Oh. I can't believe you're going. Moscow will be like a desert without you. The Sahara will sweep across Red Square. I don't know how I'll manage. I really don't think I'll be able to. Will you let me write to you, at least?
That's all completely unnecessary. You don't need to write. We aren't so unique. You'll manage perfectly well without us. Don't you think, Pasha?
Yes.
Plenty of other young people in this city. Come on. We need to get on board.
They shout hurrah, wave their hats, and then the train accelerates. And the steam is everything. An Austrian Archduke is shot, and treaties are dusted down, and the war begins. Soldiers die, and little is achieved. Those without boots bind their feet in bandages. Those without guns are told to snatch from those who fall in front of them. People wait for the Tsar to do something. Nothing happens.
Where do you think you're going?
That's Tonya.
Doctor, doctor, you should know better. Sepsis, blood, shock.
Michelle, really, let me just have a peek through the door.
If she sees you, I'll have you.
Wriggling in the midwife's arms, a wailing infant. Reaching and grasping at the air. The nurse is about to cut the cord. Tonya, lying exhausted in the haze.
A galleon. Trading between here and the island of life. Sailing across the ocean of death.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You're ahead of us all.
Sorry?
That bloke who died yesterday. You said echinococcus. We all said glandular cysts. Did the PM today and you were bang on. Liver was crawling with it.
Right.
You won't have long with your boy. They've been asking for names again.
War Ministry?
Our year's next for the call-up. I can't see it being very much longer, not with this new offensive in Poland. Thought we might try and get postings to the inspectorate. I don't quite fancy the front line.
I don't know. If they need doctors...
You know they need doctors. After nearly 2 years of war, more than ever. For you, the war seems 1,000 miles away. In Yuryatin, it is. You love your new life here, teaching at the school. The long vowels of the local accent, the felt boots and grey sleeveless coats turned fur side in, the salt miners, their hair caked white, the Mongolian traders, the reds and greens of their rugs, the headscarves and the spice market, and suddenly counts just three. If only Pasha was happy.
I don't understand you. All night you were so polite to them all.
They're our guests.
They're so... They drive me mad.
So, they don't know as much as you. That's not a...
They don't know anything. That doesn't matter at all. It's the way they go on about the war. About protecting the Holy Motherland. Strangling the German Hydra. For God's sake.
They're patriotic.
They're moronic. Why did you ever bring me here?
Pasha. I love you. Hmm? Your daughter loves you. Your students. Isn't that enough?
Please, please, just let me...
Come to bed.
I want to finish some work.
You stay up all night and then... You...
Lara, can't I just do what I want? You said we should come here and teach. Can't I just have my evenings to myself?
Of course.
It's not so wrong for each of us to... No, sorry.
What?
I'll come to bed.
If only things could be simpler. You just want to look after him, but he won't let you. Says it suffocates him.
And now he feels cheated, because that man used me, which he thinks he must never mention. But every time we don't mention it...
Why didn't I let you break it off when you wanted to?
You saved us.
Ever since, I've been your special task. Little Pasha, the orphan boy, and now the orphan husband.
That's silly.
Well, you won't have too much longer. I'm due in Omsk in 3 days.
When did this come? Wait, you volunteered?
He solves everything.
What? But you always laughed at Roger. Now look at you.
At least he won an honourable death.
What about your eyes? Have you even had a medical?
They don't bother with that sort of thing these days.
But they'll make you an officer. You'll hate yourself. All the swagger.
I'll do some good at last.
Oh, God, this isn't you, darling. I can't see who you are.
I know.
What of the way you've mocked everyone else? Is this what's right for Russia?
It's right for us.
To the south, we've outflanked the Germans in some places, even broken through in others. Except some of our units pushed on too fast and got themselves captured. Apparently the Germans have crossed the Sventa, even though GHQ assured us the river was impassable. Darling Tonya, it's a mess. Every day. They say things might improve with the offensive plan for 1917, but I can't see it happening. Everything is falling apart.
Dear Lara, I'm missing you so much. I realise now that I can't survive without you. I miss you and Katinka every day. You are my life. I have been so stupid. We've been transferred to Galicia, and there's talk of a new offensive after Christmas. The men in my command are truly good, but it's hard to see how this war will ever end until we're all dead. I must do whatever I can to get back to Uriatin. Maybe if I do something brave, they'll allocate me a few days' leave. I have to see you one more time.
The Tsar visited us today. So we all parade at the railway station. Suddenly every man is issued rifle and boots. We watch as he steps out of the carriage, and immediately I feel sorry for him. He looks older than on the coins, flabbier. He walks down the platform. He keeps glancing across at the Grand Duke as though he wants to say sorry. I don't know what to do next. The Duke nudges him, and the Tsar says something, and the troops... Why should he say anything? It's all just play-acting, banality, noise. And, of course, we're Russian, pitifully above that kind of thing.
Brusilov's forces have broken through. We're on the verge of a wonderful victory. I won't be able to write until we've played our part in the offensive. Lara, please forget everything I said in Uriatin. I love you and never want to lose you.
Faster! Come on! Be here! Grenades at the ready!
what modern fighting does to men's bodies. The machines that turn men into strings of flesh. The tactics that shred them. Until everyone is exterminated.
Pasha, please write. Write something. Your letters were so important to me. Katinka loves to hear what you've been doing. She makes Pasha, we've not heard from you for so long. I'm going to write to your battalion HQ, please.
3 months.
Just a note to let us know you're all right.
And no word from Pasha, or even from his battalion.
Please write, Pasha, please. Just something. Please.
You have no choice. You must enlist as a nurse and go to Galicia yourself.
I'm looking for Daddy. I must go.
Stay here, stay.
I've got a special cake at home, Katinka.
Auntie Ollie will look after you till I get back.
What time?
Oh, very soon. Do you like chocolate?
What's chocolate?
Oh, you've got a treat in store. Go, go. She'll be fine. Good luck.
All around our field hospital is the odour of hemp, growing in the fields, rotting in the fields. And undiscovered bodies rotting among it. A thick, syrupy tang.
You walk out of the dressing station, and there, in the middle of the street, a Cossack is flipping a half ruble into the air, and this old man is meant to catch it. Graying beard, black coat, Jewish. The crowd is loving it. Because each time the coin flies straight into the mud, past his reaching hand. Because each time the old man has to bend down and pick it up. And because each time, as he does so, the Cossack kicks him into the mud.
Soldier, stop that at once!
Stop what?
You know perfectly well, soldier.
Let them have their fun, sir.
As if these people don't suffer enough. The front line cuts through their settlement district, there are still pogroms, and then they get accused of being unpatriotic.
Don't get involved, sir. We need the locals on our side.
Sergeant, the Jews are the locals. Get away from him. Off you get. Get back home. Get inside now. Leave him.
Oh, what, you were you at all?
I'm an officer, and I can help you. All the wounded!
It'd be nice if we had some wagons!
Get us ammunition carts!
What, without spring?
Anything!
We're gonna have to make some choices! There's no way we can take
it! All go! And that's my final...
Dear Lieutenant Galyulin, I'm seeking news of Captain Pavel Pavlovich Antipov. I'm told you were part of my husband's company. I'm currently serving as a nurse in a mobile dressing station near Broad.
Have you heard?
Misha, what is it?
Suddenly, out of nowhere, a summary at the hospital. Our staff. Our former staff.
What? What?
He's wounded. Apparently not serious.
Well, what's not serious? I mean, wounded where? How? Tell me.
Well, it doesn't say, just wounded.
So how do you know it's not serious?
What's all this noise?
He's alive, Father.
Thanks be to God.
They sent us an update at the Holy Cross. All our staff.
They tell this hospital, not us?
Well, it must be an oversight. He's been evacuated to a dispersal hospital near somewhere called Meluzeyevo. Tonya, it's all right. He's all right.
I know, I know. All right. It's so stupid.
Darling.
I'd be so worried. Not hearing anything.
He's all right. He'll get patched up and be straight home.
That's right. And he's about to get leave.
Leave?
They're bound to keep him at the front, the way things are.
Well, let's hope it takes a jolly long time to heal.
Supposed to be getting our new sister today.
Sorry?
We're getting our new nurse today.
Marvellous.
Variety is the spice, wouldn't you say?
You're stuck in a ward with a lieutenant who won't stop talking. He should be glad to enjoy the silence away from the front line, but...
I mean, look at this paper. Half of this is blank. Your rag any better?
I gave up on the papers months ago.
5 times a day you get some peace. When he prays.
All the papers are months old. I've got September 16 here.
I don't...
Someone written to you, have they? Did I miss the...
They're old letters. From my wife.
Wife? Why didn't I get married, huh?
But when the new ward sister walks
in... Good morning, gentlemen. I've been assigned to this ward.
It's her. From the party, the girl with the revolver, the girl in the hotel.
I'm not sure that window should be completely opened. Aren't you cold, Lieutenant?
You knew you would see her again. But here?
How can she be here?
I should just take pulse, temperature. Lieutenant?
Of course.
My name is Nurse Antipova. I'll be looking after you.
I thought it was you.
I'm sorry? Have we met?
Your husband. My regiment. Same battalion.
You knew him?
Photographs. I've got his... I don't... I've still got all his things for you.
Lieutenant Galyulin. Lieutenant Galyulin, I've written to you so many times.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what to say.
You got them?
It was so...
Tell me now, quickly, tell me what happened exactly to my husband. Was it quick? Please tell me.
I want
to hear. Tell me.
This isn't the time.
No, I mean, I know what happened. It was a landmine, yes? He was buried. Is that what happened? Please, I'm ready. Tell me, quickly.
We were advancing. It was going well. Too well. The trouble was the second wave didn't come through. And we were soon going to be cut off. Antipov said he... Your husband said he'd lead a splinter attack. Force the Austrians out of their support trenches. Buy us time. I was watching. His company running, half running, across no man's land. Antipov, your husband, I mean, was urging them on. I can see him now holding his revolver. Not an ounce of fear. Each time a shell came whistling in, they would all throw themselves to the ground and then they'd...
Everyone up! Come on, move it! Move it!
They can't hear him. Everyone drops to the ground, except one or two fall differently, like trees, slowly. And they don't get up when everyone else does.
Is that what happened?
Faster! Come on! Fill the air! Grenades at the ready!
They were almost at the enemy trench. I'm watching it all from the OP. It suddenly goes silent. The artillery barrage stops. I can hear my own heart beating. I know what they are about to face. 2 12-inches exploded right in front of them. Couldn't see a thing.
Couldn't you?
Their gunners had us locked and were moving the barrage up the slope, up to our OP. God was merciful. We only just got out in time.
The shells landed where he was?
No. I think he was almost certainly captured. He advanced too far, got cut off. They'll have been taken prisoners.
Yes, that must be what happened. Excuse me.
Do you think she believed me?
Why should she?
Thanks a lot.
Just tell her the truth.
Sorry, just needed to... Now, perhaps if I could just...
I've seen you twice before.
I finished doing...
And I still don't know your name.
What was it? Oh, your pulse, Lieutenant.
I want to tell you. The time in the hotel. I was just a schoolboy.
It's strangely warm, isn't it? For February, I mean.
Then the party. The Christmas party. The shooting. The Christmas... the Christmas that
Captain?
Anna...
Captain? Can I do your pulse, then?
It's all right. I'm a doctor.
And I'm still the nurse.
Thank you. I'm taking care of myself.
As you wish. Lunch will be round in 40 minutes. Please be ready.
That February, there are strange reports from GHQ, and there's a warming, talkative wind each night. A smell of damp earth. Everything seems about to change.
Of course I remember Litovskaya. How could I forget? I was there all the time.
My father was a caretaker there. They called me Little Yusupka then.
Wait, you're that, Yusupka?
The army gave me the chance to change everything. I'm Yusuf Galyulin now. I wanted a surname a little less Tatar.
Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
The old workers were always picking on me. Old Antipov, Pasha's dad, was the only one who stood up for me. And then he got sent away.
We used to send him money.
He's alive?
Mm-hmm.
He's why I asked to join Pasha's battalion.
He still has years to serve. I must get back to work. All right, Doctor?
Thank you.
Sorry, just trying to make conversation. If you want to be left alone...
Forgive me.
No. What were you reading? Poetry. Who's it by?
I didn't know they were. My friends published it.
Oh, it's by your friend.
They're my poems.
Darling Yura, I hope you won't be angry. Misha and Nika insisted on doing it. I could have stopped them, I suppose, but as soon as they showed it to a publisher... And now everyone's talking about it. You're a promising, emerging talent. But I always knew that. How soon will you be able to walk? Every day the atmosphere in Moscow changes. They say everything is going to be swept away.
I miss you so much, Tonya and Sasha. I miss you so much. I want to come home. I want to go back to work.
Dear Olya, tell Katinka I love her more than anything and that I'll be home soon. There's no point in staying here any longer. My place is with her, back in Yuryatin. Now that I know what happened to Pasha, I should stop playing the hero and come home.
The war is lost. It's hard to know what to trust in anymore. Nothing is sure. Nothing forbidden. It's as though all our lives we've been children, led by the hand, and suddenly we must learn to walk for ourselves. What are we to do?
I shall ask to be released from nursing, and I shall be nothing but a mother. I shall give Katinka all of me.
They're fighting in Petersburg! They're fighting in the streets!
What?
They say the Kronstadt's joined in, supporting the strikers!
Yeah.
Oh! Just come from Slavka.
There'll be a new Duma, that's what'll happen!
It'll be the end of the side!
It's revulsion!
Revolution?
That's right, revolution! We've got one! We've got to get us some freedom!
It's finally happened. We can all start again.
Do you think it'll be that easy?
Well, it will be if we let it, and we must. There's nothing we can't do.
By the end of June, the revolution has become a provisional government. Even in sleepy country towns like Melyuzeyevo, suddenly everyone has something to hope for. Something to argue about.
My brothers, it's simple. We divide the land into equal portions, print up a lottery, and everyone in the town gets a slice. What's wrong with that?
With respect, comrade, we have to wait for orders from the provisional government. We can't all go doing what we want.
Months ago, you were a patient here. Now recovered, the new government has ordered you to stay, to be a doctor again, to take command of this hospital.
The fields are ours. It's not no one else's. Little Mother Russia's back where she should be.
With equal respect, comrade, even if you waited for that shower in Petersburg to make a decision, the regulations aren't ever going to suit our valley, and they'll never send no one...
Soldiers march through in both directions. Nobody knows if the war is over yet. Black dust hangs over the town all day, like a cloud of waiting locusts.
Fighting? That is just what the good Lord says. Not your friend Kerensky, or whoever he is.
They go on and on about it, insisting this is the people's revolution.
It is. That's why they're here every night, talking about what to do.
So how come us officers still have to take charge of everything? You nurses count as honorary officers, by the way.
Thank you, Comrade Lieutenant.
The hospital has been moved into the former residence of a countess, now under arrest in Petersburg.
You can't blame the peasants, Yusuf. First they were ignored by the Tsar, then they were ignored by the aristocracy. Now they're finally free to do...
Make an unholy mess of it all.
This revolution, when it broke out, it was like we'd all been holding our breath for so long.
We've all been through two revolutions, don't you see, Yusuf? Private revolution and then the big, real one in the streets. Yeah. So it's the sea of life.
Life, but like you see in a painting. Mm. A play. Life made bigger, so much more colour and movement.
Look, it's just a whole lot of people standing in their market square, deciding who's going to get the biggest slice of the old estate.
Yes, land is the issue. These people never had any, now they've got a chance. That's something genuine.
Everyone gets their factories, but themselves. That's just what St. Paul says. Not your friend Lenin.
The authority of the new government must be respected. It's what the revolution was for.
We wait for the results of the elections. Then we'll have a constituent assembly for the whole country. That will be enough authority to start making the rules.
Until then,
listen to him. They think elections will solve everything.
I know the Bolshevik Party has little respect for the people's wishes.
My party believe the people are sacred, and when we triumph in the forthcoming election, we will...
Bolshevik, Menshevik, look! Why don't you just let us get on with our work? You'd rather talk than bring in the harvest.
Oh, you're on about death news talking and singing because of the Verusian. There's stranger things in the Bible. Balaam and his ass for one.
It's amazing. All of Mother Russia is on the move. Everyone's talking.
All at the same time.
Not just the people. The stars and forests are talking.
The flowers have called special meetings.
The meadows want to form provisional committees.
The wheat and the barley are sending a deputation.
I fail to see what's funny about all this chaos.
It's like, Yusuf, it's real life starting again after everything stopped for the war.
The war is still going on, in case you hadn't noticed.
We'll make peace soon. There's no other way. Kerensky says it's...
It's Kerensky who's ordered this new offensive. As though these men will push the Germans back on all fronts. It's laughable.
Oh, peace with honour makes me want to cry. All it means is the wards will be full again.
I'm due at the Provisional Town Committee. Will you try and save me some supper?
If there is any.
You're too kind.
He's right, you know.
What?
Well, how do you organise everything when... It's like a god has come down from above and now everyone has a right to life. Their own life, their own rights.
That was so wonderful. No regulations, no theories, no manifestos. Psst. We can decide for ourselves. It's all new, fresh.
Psst! Hansel?
Where's the tea set? I must find where is it.
Ah, doctor... Oh, I didn't see you there. Maybe I should have guessed.
Mademoiselle, really?
Well, nothing is wrong for a petite romance in war, you know.
Oh, please, mademoiselle.
What exactly were you looking for?
The silver set for tea. With the crystal glasses. Always they keep in here. The town mayor, he says he must have it for this one day. He say. So I say will be acceptable if he does not also hint in the Limoges cake plates. Why do I say that? So now I must also... It's in the mirror salon, no? Yes? I leave you two alone.
She carries on like the Countess is still here.
Yeah.
The crystal tea set will be to impress the new regional commissar.
Oh, is that the hopelessly young man who arrived in the armoured car?
New commissar. Come to handle the deserters out by the station.
He swaggers like a cavalry officer. Looks like my brother. I've made myself sad. Read me one of your poems.
Please, Lara.
No, I'm not going to take no for an answer anymore.
It wouldn't be right.
All Moscow is reading them, but I'm not allowed to.
Maybe I should help Mademoiselle Fleury with the tea set. I asked the commissar to sign my release papers at the same time.
Stop changing the subject.
You really think I want to be taken for a deserter? Get shot because I'm travelling without an official discharge?
You could have got it signed months ago.
They've kept me here for over... I mean... I've been waiting for orders. I mean...
So? Why go now?
My real life is in Moscow.
I understand.
I'll go and help Mademoiselle with the tea set. Dearest Tonya, I miss you so much. I have tried so many times to set off home, but there is so much work here, and there are never any trains or a commissar to sign my release papers. And I keep forgetting to tell you, I haven't already told you, have I? You know that girl who shot at someone at that party? The same one I once saw in that flea pit hotel. I told you about that, didn't I? Well, that girl is the nurse I'm working with here.
Doctor.
Nurse Antipova.
Needed on the east ward. Your patient may have to go back into theatre.
Twice. I almost meet her in Moscow, and now we spend most days working together in Galicia. Life can be stupid sometimes. But I finally have all my discharge papers signed. The new commissar was on his way to the front, but decided to stop off here and deal with our band of deserters. About 100 men from the 212th, who've camped down the track. They'd have us form the Independent Republic of Melyuzeyevo.
Comrade Commissar, I fought alongside these men. The 212th are not who you think they are.
They're good Russians, aren't they?
They don't see the point of the war anymore.
Are you trying to tell me they're Bolsheviks?
They'll follow anyone who offers to end the war.
This new offensive is the only way to end the war honorably. I'll explain that to them.
At the end of the track, two lines of abandoned carriages. The rain stripped the paint from the wood and...
Soon, the planks will look much the same as their fellow trees in the forest all around.
This is where the deserters have made their bivouac.
Yuri, you tell him. This is madness.
I'm just here in case anyone gets hurt.
Yuri!
Lieutenant Galiulin, listen to the doctor. He understands I must do my duty to the revolution.
Why not wait for the Cossacks?
This isn't bloody Sunday, Lieutenant. I thought you said there were only 100.
More drift in every day.
Wait for me here, please.
This young man... This sincere, heroic young man strides into the middle of the clearing.
Brothers!
Should I go with him?
We're more use here. Keep the motor turning.
Fellow Russians! Listen to me! The motherland...
You listen to him talking to the men about the motherland, about duty, about the future of the...
He's going on too long!
He knows it, too. These men have heard it all before. From the Mensheviks, from the cadets, from the Socialist Revolution...
They don't like his accent, either!
I had hoped... You might choose to respond to your patriotic duty. You give me no choice. You give me no choice but to remind you that war revolutionary tribunals have now been established.
What is that?
That the death penalty has been reinstated.
Commissar! Commissar! Over here!
He's got to get out of there.
Over here, come on!
Now where's he going?
He's heading for the railway station.
We can drive around, pick him up there.
Oh, the man's a damn idiot.
This sincere young man walks. He refuses to let himself run. That would be beneath the dignity of the revolution. He walks towards the station buildings. He looks back and sees soldiers following him. They're armed. He quickens his pace. They quicken their pace. It's like a game. Even if he won't actually run. The station master is now at the door, beckoning him inside.
Commissar! In here! Come on!
The commissar is almost there. But now he turns, looks at the soldiers closing on him, and he stops. He looks pained.
What the hell is he doing?
Some sense of revolutionary honor. This is what he believes in.
Idiot!
The commissar sees a water butt just down the platform. He jumps onto it.
In Petersburg, he could jump up on tables and make speeches and change everything. Not here.
Why didn't he get inside the station house?
And the soldiers stop too. They're surprised as well. He's three paces from safety and suddenly he's...
Listen to me! Listen to me! I fought at Kronstadt. I've given everything for this revolution. So you can win a freedom which is equaled by no other people in the world. No more hard labor in Siberia.
And that's when, feeling the rhetoric surging through him, he steps forward to the very edge of the water butt. But the lid isn't secure. It flips open, plunging him down. He drops like a man through a trap door, one leg inside the butt, one leg sticking up and out.
Shake off the enemy, Hydra! Shake off the enemy! Fight bravely!
The first shot goes straight through his neck. He doesn't feel the other bullets as they cut through his fine, tight tunic. And he doesn't feel the bayonets when the soldiers come up to him.
I really don't think they'll come into town to look for you.
Yuri, they saw my face. They think I'm the deputy commissar or something.
Let him go. It's as good a time as any. How about this hat?
Oh, no, to form a person.
God, to go in disguise like this. Why shouldn't he go home in his uniform?
You're as bad as poor old Gintz. The day of honour and sacred duty are over. Whole regiments are deserting the front line.
I know.
Ta-da! Doesn't he look good? A perfect peasant.
Well, except...
What?
Well, you really ought to go barefoot. Huh? Off with the boots.
Thank you, no.
Yuri, one moment it's full dress uniform, the next you want him half naked.
Now, I've forgotten which road she said.
Into Melizy, over town, then through the forest.
Are you sure it wasn't a... No. I'm going to go and ask her again.
Announce yourself, or she'll think the peasants have invaded the mansion.
The moonlight has been painted on. And the night is laced with careful, limited sounds. Somewhere outside, townspeople are watering the cucumbers.
That's the lime trees coming into blossom, isn't it? That dusty, aromatic smell. Like a huge wave splashing over us.
Smells of all the flowers at once. As though the earth's been sleeping all day and it's waking up now.
Or is that you?
What?
Waking up. Suddenly realising you've been asleep all these years.
We're all waking up. Discovering all the things we don't know.
Is that the hay? That smell like green tea?
That's the smell of life. The yeast's rising. It's the perfume of joy.
That's what I feel too.
And it seems so wrong.
Why?
All around us, people are dying. Just to help those who survive, those who'll come next. Gintz only wanted...
Yeah, but we need to find new ways to choose, new ways to make... We have to...
She says if I go right now, I can hide myself in the cow herd as far as Zabushino.
Moo, moo, moo!
Yes, thank you.
Oh, come on, then. Let's get you bundled up.
I'm not stupid, Yuri. I understand what you're telling me. Don't come back to us in Moscow. Go off to Yuryatin with your saintly little nurse. How can I possibly compete with a girl who is announced by omens like that? I am a simple Russian girl, Yuri. I just want a simple house. I offer you simple love. I can see that will never be enough for you. You don't need to worry about Sashenka. I will bring him up just as you would expect. And you will never be ashamed of him in any way.
How could you even dream of such a thing? Tonya, are you going mad there in Moscow? If it weren't for you and our home, our son, I would never have got through these last 2 years. I'll be home soon, and we'll start everything again. But I realise my behaviour must have been misleading, so I will also apologise to Nurse Antipova. I have been careless. That's all. I will squeeze onto the next train, whatever it takes. I'm now going to go and find her room. You'll be interested to hear I don't even know which it is. And make everything good again.
She's in the first floor pantry.
How did you know I was looking for her?
She came to borrow the extra iron.
Maybe she won't want to be bothered.
Doctor, really?
Right, all right. Have you done the laundry for the entire hospital?
This is mostly my stuff. I've decided I've got to go.
Have you packed?
Once this is done, I'll be off. I'll be in Yuryatin and you'll be living in Moscow and someone will say, ever heard of a little place called Melitseyevo? And you'll say, don't think I do. And someone else might ask, who is this Antipova? And you'll say, doesn't ring a bell. Anti what?
That's mean.
I don't mean to... I mean, no, not me. That would be best, wouldn't it? Forget this place. Everything and everyone.
I came here to tell you.
What?
There's so much I don't know where to start.
Pass me the other iron, will you? Careful. I don't want to get charcoal on your suit.
I'm not.
You can be so careless sometimes. God only knows how any of your patients survive.
Laura.
What?
I had it all planned. What I was going to say to you, tell you about my wife, my son, about me.
Well, why shouldn't you?
There's so much I have to... Why can't two adults talk to each other, a man and a woman, without being suspected of something?
Yuri...
Please, just let me talk, please.
All right, all right.
Think. Just think what's happening here, in Russia. This is a once-in-an-eternity thing. The roof has been torn off the whole country. And you, me, everyone... No one's watching us. Finally, freedom beyond all our imagining, in our laps, and there's a million human revolutions going on too, all flowing like streams down into the ocean. I need to be a part of this. This quickening. We're coming to life. It's so... I want to rejoice and shout and sing, and then I walk in here and find your sad, distant face. I want to know which magical land you're lost in. I want... someone to come, someone close to you. Your friend or your husband. I mean, to come and tell me I don't need to worry about you, that I can safely leave you alone. Except then I'd have to punch him in the face. I don't mean that. God. Sorry.
You look at this man's back. You let go of your iron. You walk towards him and then stop.
This is what I've been worrying about. I should never... Yuri. Andreevich, you must... Yuri, I... Oh, no. Now look what you've done. It's ruined. The lace is all torn. Just go and find Mademoiselle, drink something, a glass of water, then come back and be like you've always been. The way I like you. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I know you can do that. I beg you, please just go. And then come back. Be different.
You won't talk like this again. No more explanations. You watch her leave the next day. She walks slowly towards the station. She doesn't look back.
Don't weep. Don't purse your lips. They're swollen. Don't press them any tighter. You'll tear open the scars of our springtime fitfulness. Lift your hand from my chest. We're taut stretched cables. We're live. It's thrilling. Keep back, or it'll happen again. We'll tangle round each other, willing and unwilling. Imagine years pass. You're wed. You've forgotten these everyday struggles. A woman's life, it's said, is a heroic step. It's wondrous. It's maddening. All the while, I stand, simply, facing the miracle of a woman's arms and neck, face and throat, I remain a house-born slave, always in awe, attendant, devoted. But no matter how fiercely this night shackles me, circles me, my pain, you'll always pull stronger. Your passion will tear us apart again.
I heard it too.
Gilbert, les honneurs.
We'll go down together.
When something knocks in the night, it always means death. He comes for someone.
Mademoiselle.
No, be careful. Maybe bandits. I stay up here. Careful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Laura.
Oh, I've been walking all night.
What happened? Here, give me that. Get inside. Let me shut the door.
My papers.
You're soaking.
My papers. I couldn't get...
What?
I got as far as Koronyeva and then...
Come on. Let's get your wet clothes off. Get you in front of the fire.
I didn't want to go, Yuri. I got halfway and then I wanted to come back. I didn't want to just leave.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you've come back. There's so much I need to explain.
No, we'll have time to talk now. First, let's just...
No, be careful! Maybe bandits! I stay up here. Careful!
There's no one here.
Are you sure?
Look. Just a branch banging against the door.
I was certain it would be the lieutenant.
But there's no one.
You were sure it would be Lara. So even when you lock the door again, the echo of your certainty lingers in the hall, on the stairs, there with the image of this laughing woman.
But what? You just got off the train?
It was just mad. We were asked to change trains at Vorosky, and I just walked across the platform, asked the soldiers if their train was going west, and jumped on. I've never done anything like this.
Lara.
I had to come back.
Lara. Lara.
You leave the next day. For Moscow and Tonya and Sasha, and a chance to start again.
In episode 2 of Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, dramatised by Jonathan Myerson, Yuri Zhivago was played by Tom Goodman-Hill, Lara by Eve Best, and the narrator was Ian McDermott. Komarovsky was Henry Goodman, Tonya, Claire Corbett, and Pasha, Don Gillet. Olya was Katie Kavner, Misha, Carl Prekop, Alexander, Alan David, Galiulin, Kuvinda Gear, and Gintz, Paul Richard Biggin. Other parts were played by Helen Schlesinger, Peter Marinka, Simon Treves, Alex Lanipekan, Ben Crow, Lloyd Thomas, Ben Onwukwe, and Sky Bennett. The poems were translated by Jonathan Myerson. Dr. Zhivago was produced and directed by Jonquil Panting.